Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Fauch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we have two guests on the program here with us today from the Jefferson Public Library. We're going to be starting with our library director, Jane Miller, now joining us. So thank you very much, Jane, for coming on.
Hi, Coltrane. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a little thing called Summer Reading Program coming up on the horizon, and the adults are going to be participating this year. Kind of give us the lowdown, the background. About that.
We're back again this summer and ready to read. And our theme this summer is We're All Tied Together. And the program will start on Monday, June 5th and go through August 23rd. Everyone will have the opportunity to read 3 books, complete 9 activities, and attend some special programs we have planned to go along with the theme. We're going to be exploring the idea that we're all tied together in this world. We'll be reading about empathy, kindness, overcoming adversity, acceptance, compassion, generosity, inclusion, and all the ways we are all connected together. We'll end with a final party at the end of August to celebrate a summer of reading.
Now, Jane, how fitting is this, and how timely, I guess, is this year's theme that makes you really excited to explore the idea of interconnectivity amongst each other?
It's actually a theme we've explored before. And it comes from a theme that is a national theme and an Iowa theme and connected to the theme that the children will be doing and the teens this summer. But we don't think that you can study this one too many times because what we do affects other people. And so we want to make a positive change in the world. So this is kind of a nice thing to focus on this summer, but we're going to be doing it in different ways. Each reading task is a little bit different than the others so that we are fully exploring this theme.
Are they able to keep track somehow? Do they have an activity packet that they can log different information on?
Yes. When they come in to register at the library, we'll give them a small packet. We kind of do summer reading program a little lighter than we do the winter reading program. Not as many activities because everyone's really busy in the summer, but we still want them to enjoy reading. So come in, register, pick up a packet, and get started. But yes, there's a variety of things that they can pick from to explore this theme.
Suggested book list for people so they know what they're kind of going after?
Lots of books in the library. About anything you can think of, fiction or nonfiction, will help you learn about someone else's adversity that they may have overcome, a kind act that they have shared. Any kind of book that you would like to read should fall into this category. And yes, each one we do ask for a short book review, and they can do that online or they can do a paper copy. We also get crafty and we do some other activities too, so it'll be a fun summer.
And now we're joined by the Youth Services Librarian, Bailey Mount, joining us now. And so, Bailey, I'm sure you're here to talk all kinds of things that we can cater to our youngsters for summer reading this year.
Yes, Coltrane, and I just wanted to say thank you for having me on today. So our summer reading program is called All Together Now. It will be running from June 5th to July 28th. This was one of those years where it was a more abstract concept, so it was a little hard to come up with tangible programming. So after talking to Jane, after talking to my assistant, we sort of settled on the idea of building a better future for everybody. And I think the best way to really describe that is it's focusing on collaboration, it's focusing on teamwork, it's focusing on what everyone can bring to the table to make something awesome for the community as a whole.
Now, you do have 3 different levels of summer reading programs, so it's not like you're smashing all the babies and then the older teens together, right? Mm-hmm. So kind of walk us through those different levels.
Yes, so this year we do have 3 different program options available. We have our birth through pre-K program, our K through 4th program, and our 5th through 8th or our teen program. So starting with our infant through pre-K, we decided this year that we were going to switch things up on them a little bit. Our reading challenge for them this year is kind of a blackout bingo reading adventure. I'm calling it Build Up a Bingo with a sort of construction building theme. And what the kids and their parents are going to be able to do is at the start of each month, they will receive a bingo card with different things in the library that they need to do, different challenges to complete.
Okay.
The goal for them to complete the program is to completely black out the June and July ones to not only get their certificate of completion, but our grand prize drawing as well.
How important is it to still engage those really, really young kids and introduce them into reading?
Yes. Oh, early literacy is so important. But for the younger kids, it is more of a learning through play thing. They're not actively aware of the fact that they are learning anything necessarily. They're just going, oh, yeah, that color's green, I think. That shape is a square, I'm pretty sure. So for the babies, it's just being exposed to the repetition, whether that be through the songs or the story times or the activities that we do. And for our pre-K kids, it does add the added challenge of a bit more stimulation, because even though they are a part of the infant program, what they need is different. There's a big difference between a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old that'll be in kindergarten next year. So this reading challenge was introduced more for them, so they would have a little bit more to do in this program.
Now to the meat or the crux of everything for summer reading program, your K through 4th grade program.
Oh, yes, K through 4. Those kids, oh my goodness, they are so much fun to work with, and it is always our biggest group. Yeah. So we went by the old, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So it's going to be Mondays, every Monday in June and July from 1 to 3 p.m. We'll have a different activity for them. We're also introducing STREAM activities to them. So most people know STREAM as STEM or STEAM, as it were. So science, tech, engineering, art, and math. But libraries have started incorporating an extra letter in there. And I'm pretty sure, Coltrane, you can guess what the R stands for.
Reading?
Might be. So we will be doing STREAM story time, sort of updating it. Because again, this K through 4th group, kind of like our infant through pre-K, it's a big difference between the 5-year-old and the 9-year-old. So the story time gets thrown in for the younger kids, and then we're going to do an activity where we build some sort of wacky, crazy experiment based off the books that we've read. We're also going to be incorporating other things, like I'm hoping we can get a musical petting zoo lined up in July. I'm working on that right now. So having local musicians or maybe some high school band kids come in and teach the kids how to play instruments safely. Mostly probably just to bang on drums, if I had to guess. We're also going to be adding in some coding, and I'm very excited for all the science and tech-based stuff, because even though this is things that I have knowledge of, it is a little bit outside of my comfort zone still, and the kids are asking for it. So this is going to be a summer not only where they're learning stuff, but I'm learning from them as well. Okay. But the thing I'm most excited for is probably our reading log program event that we're doing. So people from last year who are in our SRP we'll remember that whenever the kids finished 20 minutes, they would bring a fish back to the library and we would add it to our giant bulletin board to make an aquarium.
Yes.
And I don't know if everyone saw it, but that aquarium was packed to the gills.
Ta-dun.
So this year, incorporating on the construction building theme, the kids are actually getting paper Legos to fill out. And if they return them in person, we will give them an actual Lego that they will be able to contribute to a communal build that we are doing in the library. Now, I have not told them we're building anything specific. I'm just really interested to see where it goes. But something tells me, just based on the STEM and building programs that I've had so far, that they're just going to try to make it as tall as they can. So I really encourage the public to check out our Facebook and to come by the library and see what they're up to.
And that was our library director, Jane Millard, along with our youth services librarian, Bailey Mount, joining us from the Jefferson Public Library for the first of our two-part series. You're listening to Let's Talk Green County, presented today by Fouch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction, your channel Seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.